Knoll Express, it's 11:21. Absolutely cracking story of the day for you coming up. That's a story when there's a lot of doom and gloom around in the headlines. I like to bring you the story of the day, which is a story that makes me smile, the kind of thing you want to share on your family WhatsApp groups or threads or whatever it may be. And it's a great one today. Looking forward to sharing it with you. Let's talk about something else just before that, though, shall we? And this is big news for the Chelmsford homeless charity CHESS, because they are close to getting brand new accommodation to support rough sleepers across 8 of our towns and cities. CHESS want to be able to provide 24 new modular homes for homeless people, but is racing towards a deadline next month of being able to get together £2.7 million of funding to have the new buildings ready for 2025. Rob Sags is CEO of CHESS in Chelmsford, joins me in the studio now. Hi to you, Rob.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Tell us about the project and its importance, first off.
So, yeah, the importance is we've got massive numbers of homeless people. The housing crisis that we're currently in is having a massive strain on temporary accommodation. So the local councils are struggling to house people. And I think with the cost of living crisis, we've got the increased number of people becoming homeless or at, you know, notice of becoming homeless themselves. So we need to do as much as we can to help homeless individuals. So single homeless adults are who we work with. So this accommodation, this opportunity is a really exciting opportunity that we're quite stoked about. The project is a £2.7 million project, of which we already have sizable chunks. So we have £1.55 million that has been provided from the DLUHC and Homes England. That left us with a gap of £1.15 million bridge. And currently, if everything comes in that we're expecting to come in, we've already bridged over 900,000 of that. So we're £248,000 shy now, which is, you know, that seemed quite doable.
But it's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money in relation
to what you started with. Yeah, I get it. Just to pick up on something you've already said, would you say the problem of homelessness is as bad now as it ever has been, with the storm of cost of living, people not being able to afford their rents, accommodation, and also the available housing stock for them dropping too? Is it as bad as it ever has been, or the need for you guys greater than ever?
Yeah, I think it's worse. We over doubled during the pandemic, and our gap of accommodation is still the same as what it was before the pandemic. Our numbers, so we're 64 accommodation beds now over 11 sites. So the pressures have come from many different things. So you've got, you know, mental health has kicked into another level since the pandemic. You've got the cost of living crisis, and now you have a housing crisis as well. So all of those three together has put a strain on the system on another level. One of our sites, we went from our service costs being £17,000 a year to being the projection costs were going to be £46,000 a year, and that's just for electricity and gas.
So real issues. So tell us about they're called modular homes, and they're for homeless people. So just explain how that would work.
Yes, so it's called SHAP funding, which is Single Homeless Accommodation Project funding, that the government are going to provide. And the modular units, the reason why we'd go modular is because we are able to do it in the time frames that are expected. So my board need to make a decision whether we're going to proceed with this by the end of March, mid to the end of March. So what we're looking for is funding that would be, if people aren't able to do it in this financial year, they could do a promise for the following year, you know, so that we've got it by April, May time. My board need to make the decision come March, and the reason why they need to make that decision is so that we can action the tender process, we can action those builders of the modular homes, as well as demolish the units that are currently there, the 9 units that are on site currently, and then all the groundworks can begin. The SHAP funding does stipulate that we need to be live and operational by March 2025.
And would it be a case of someone presenting themselves to Chess going, I'm homeless, can I get in one of these homes? How do they get access to them?
So the process would be that they would come to Chess via our normal routes, which would be Street Link, the city councils, the LAs that we work with, and then they would come in through an assessment site. So effectively, you know, one of our accommodation sites where we're staffed, we're working with that client, so we're beginning to address the issues that saw them become homeless in the first place, and then they would move to the modular units or to move on accommodation that we have elsewhere for a minimum of 6 months. Those modular units would be a minimum of 6 months, where the expectation is that you'll get better outcomes, because a person has all of our properties currently are houses of multiple occupancy. So if you're dealing with the issues that saw you become homeless in the first place, you can have highs and lows along with the other people in the house. Therefore, if you've got your own home to go to, you know, the outcomes are a lot better. We've done some research and some work with some other providers, and they've seen much better outcomes from, you know, these modular units.
So, in theory, someone presents with, you know, you address an issue as to why they're homeless, get them, you know, turn them in the direction, give them their own space, and what impact can that have? For a minimum of 6 months, they get that. What impact?
So the mental health, you know, all of our guys have experienced traumas of one sort or another. There's a myriad of stories of why people have become homeless. And having a safe place to deal with your baggage from is going to change their world. We'll have support on site. The wonderful thing about this project is it does come with 3 years' worth of revenue funding for five staff as well. So it'll enable a professional team to work with the clients on that site, as well as them having a very nice home to operate and live their life from. You know, a lot of our rough sleepers and our homeless people have experienced horrendous things in their world, and to actually have a safe place to begin to address your world from will be the opportunity of a lifetime for them.
You still need the money, so how can the public support this?
So we still need the money, and every penny helps, every penny will get us a step closer. So we're £248,000 shy of what was £1.15 million in December, so we're only talking a month and a half ago when over £900,000 has been raised. So we're, you know, for me it's like, my goodness, that's phenomenal. But we're looking for businesses, we're looking for individuals to give, to help us bridge that gap. Our website, any giving, you know, please do give on our website, but do make a note that it's for, the project is called the Turning Point Project, so make a note that it's for that project, Turning Point, and therefore that would be designated for that project.
And this could be a real challenge, you know, these homes are there, once they're there, once they're built, they're done, so this potentially could be a long-term...
Yeah, this will be a long-term win. You know, 24 individual modular houses that will have a BOPAS guarantee on them, which is 60 years. So the expectation is that they'll live for 60 years. The lifespan of the building will be at least 60 years. So a long-term win. You, if you 24 people going through there, and if each one of them had 6 months, that's 48, you know, in that first year, that churn, and then you just roll that through the years as they go past, the legacy of this would be exceptional, amazing.
Yeah, we'd both struggle with that, those numbers, I think. Rob, thanks for coming in. That is Rob Sags, CEO of Chess, talking about the potential game changer for these new accommodation for homeless people, just starting to get themselves back on track, giving them a home for a minimum of 6 months, their own safe space. Good to chat. Thank you. This is Gabrielle.